Good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. I'm your host, yours truly, Amy Toy. It's a privilege to be here and an honor to be here today. And I hope everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend. I did. It was a very busy weekend. You know, it's going to get busier with all the factors. We're going to have a talk. Actually, I've decided to talk about two topics today. We're going to do the Archangel of the Month, Haniel, and how to use the energy of the angel. That's what's going on with the planetary alignments that have been going on. It's been crazy this year. I've never had such energies approach me as a psychic, as an intuitive, a psychic. And we're going to talk about that. So we're going to talk about Archangel Haniel, how to use the archangels in your life today. And then we're going to talk a little bit, not into astrology, but I found this fascinating. I got an email from an astrology friend of mine who's really good at what she does. And I'm going to share some, you know, pointers of what's going to happen over the month of June. If May wasn't bad enough, June's going to be a lot more interesting. So we're going to talk. I'll be taking angel messages or giving angel messages towards like the second half of the show. So please call in if you have any questions, comments, if you want to hear anything, if you want to broach a topic, if you feel that I can cover a topic that you maybe want to, you know, the serious topics or whatever. I'm open to that. Email me. Do whatever you want. This is your show, too. I like to hear from you guys. What do you want to hear? What do you not want to hear? Do you want to hear more of this? Do you want to hear more of that? And that's okay. I'm open to that. I am booking a lot of guests for the summer months. It's going to be crazy summer. It's going to be a good summer because next week we're going to have Kathy Frankovich. She's going to be talking about myofascial release. She'll be on the first half of the show. She can only come for the first half, which is great. I really appreciate her time. And then we're going to have Maria Kramer from the Integrated Energy Therapy Modality, which does deal with the angels. And then we have a couple of soul coaching. I'm booking a guest for soul coaching and maybe another life coach that I'm going to get on the show. And then I'm working on some authors. So it's a work in process. You know, it's summer months. It's going to be crazy. You may have some repeats here and there because of the summer months. But that's okay, too. It's going to be a wonderful summer once we get through this month of June. So anyway, if you want to have an angel message reading with me, just one question per person, or if you just want to talk about anything, the callers for the U.S. and Canada is 1-888-627-6008. And outside the U.S. and Canada, and that's international callers, area code 530-413-4522. And you can reach me if you want a personal reading, if you decide you want to talk to me further. My website is angelanswers11.com. I'm on Twitter at angels11. I have a fan page on Facebook, Angel Answers with Amy. Look me up. The purple angel is my insignia, my logo. Look me up. I'm right around here. So it is going to be crazy if you want to just talk about the craziness in your life. We've talked about some hard-hitting topics on this show. We are going to continue to do that, and we'll take it from there. So anyway, Archangel Haniel. I love this angel. I've worked with this archangel personally before, especially, like I said, with the current energies that are going on in the cosmos, which is, it's been crazy. It's just, I have never, ever encountered what I have in the cosmos. Like I said, I've been doing readings for, like, I think about 12, 13 years now. I think it's going on 13 years. And, you know, and just being attuned to the energies are really heavy right now. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Archangel Haniel is kind of good for this, this planetary motion. We're in a lunar eclipse, I believe, and that was really impacting. Now, I don't really believe in astrology, but I do. And, in fact, a former friend of mine, our associate, we used to have a fight about, you know, arguments about astrology because she was so into it, but more of the negative side. I'm more of the, you know, the positive side, you know, and when I want, that's why I'm using this archangel. I'll segue into that in just a moment. You know, we can focus on the negative or the positive. It's like what your life you make of it. And unfortunately, sometimes people focus too much on the negativity of astrology. Oh, my God, the planets are doing this and that, which is fine. I mean, yes, a trine or something or conjuncts. I don't know what all the terms are. A friend of mine, she does that stuff. And, you know, she talks about that and gives me key dates to look for and all that stuff. And I just kind of call her real quick and we talk about things and then I'm on my way. And, you know, with the energies that are going on, I really believe that we can use astrology to our advantage. Sometimes we're in what they call Jupiter expansion or we're in Venus. Now, Venus is in retrograde right now. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Archangel Haniel Now, getting back, is also one of the seven of the archangels, and Haniel is like a blue-white color around her. She is very peaceful. She's the archangel of grace and really attuning your vibrations. Now, everyone is a vibration. We're all walking around on different vibrational frequencies, some higher than others. You know, people, the lower... I'm reading with a book on David W. Hawkins, R. Hawkins, I'm sorry, and he talks about the different vibrations and so on. And Haniel helps you with that, with the vibrational energies. Her name means grace of God, and if you're feeling like right now, out of sorts, I mean, I don't know anybody that hasn't, I've had more clients call me about fights than anything this week. I'm like, oh my God, you know, if you're feeling out of sorts and ungrounded, Archangel Haniel will bring you back to your natural state of peace and serenity, because I don't believe that we're here to be all in chaos and all in a tizzy. Our natural state is being a being of light and being a being of peace, and that's what Archangel Haniel helps you do. She brings in the vibration of grace, you know, bringing in a bill, you know, the healing that you need to do, and also opening up your natural psychic abilities. You know, and developing those natural intuitive or psychic abilities. She's very feminine when she comes to me. She's very sweet and very loving and very calming. I think that's probably why last week I went off the wire than this week and everybody else's. And when you get a reading with me with that, we just kind of look at what's going on, and I do clear you. Sometimes I do a clearing with, I do some healing modalities myself, so... You called me for a reading, I would kind of calm your energy down, and I would probably maybe suggest you work with Archangel Haniel and give you some suggestions to do that, or maybe Archangel Michael and so on and so forth. But Archangel Haniel has a very, like I said, calming effect. And what's interesting about Haniel is she's named the Angelic Ambassador, you know, to remembering the ancient wisdom and healing. I mean, all of us have the ability to heart heal ourselves. Whether you use affirmations and energy work, like we're going to be talking about in the next couple of shows, how to kind of help your body remember what its natural state is. When you're in dis-ease, D-I-S-dash-ease, E-A-S-E, dis-ease, is because you're not your ill at ease. You're not at your natural state. So Archangel Haniel helps kind of calm you down and bring those energies to you. And it's amazing because I've known of some clients who have used Archangel Haniel in maybe attaining healing. I had a client who had breast cancer, and she really believed in the angels. And she, I even told her at the one reading, I said, I'm not a medical intuitive. I'm a medical intuitive, not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but sometimes things will come to me. And I will tell people in the reading, I am not a doctor, but my impression is you should follow up with a doctor. I'm sensing something's not right with your lymphatic system, as I was telling this one client. And she said to me, you know, I'm not feeling good myself. I'm kind of like feeling flu-like. I'm kind of not feeling there. So she did go to the doctor about a week later, and she had breast cancer. And it was all in her lymph nodes, and they had found in her lymph nodes and in her left breast. And it was just a mess. But she truly believed. She goes, okay, I want to look at what I need to do to heal myself. So she went to the conventional, you know, doctors, you know, the chemotherapies and the radiation, but she also went to a healer. And the amazing thing is her healing time was one-third. They said she would be, I think, chemo. She had a really very bad, I think cancer goes in the four stages, if I'm not mistaken, one being your lowest, four being your highest, I believe. It's been a while. I think she was three going into four. And they didn't give her much hope. But she worked with the healer. She had found out why she got, you know, she went into the dis-ease, why she was ill at ease with herself. And she used Archangel Haniel to, you know, help heal herself. And she did, and she was brought different people, places, and things, which I truly believe in what Carl Jung calls synchronicity, where you are brought people, places, and things to you, what you want to attract and manifest. Well, she wanted to heal so badly. Well, that was, I think, 4 years ago. She's cancer-free. She used the, you know, the archangels, part of her healing, category, you know, healing base here, you know, whatever her healing palette was, we'll call it a healing palette. And she used that as part of one of her things, because Archangel Haniel can do that. The angel is an amazing, like I said, archangel. I think for me, using it to help with just bringing grace into my life and keeping me calm, like I said, sometimes we can, with everything going on around us, we're in a very fast-paced world. Sometimes I talk fast, too, probably that's why. And we have so many things going on in this world, and the energies are really heavy right now. We're in all these weird stuff going on astrologically and emotionally, mentally, and physically. The world's off kilter still, and we're affected by it. The more sensitive you are, the more you're going to be affected by it. I swear to God, Mercury in retrograde hits me 2 weeks before the actual Mercury goes retrograde. It's really odd. And then in the middle of it, I'm like, I'm done with this. Can we, like, move on? It's really strange. But the more sensitive and more attuned you are to the energies, the more I think that you're going to be hit sooner. And as we grow as a species or as a human beings, we're going to be hit with more as we kind of go, our vibrations go up and heal. And the more we heal, the more our vibrations go up. And with Archangel Haniel, you can use that angel to call in a healing modality. I'm going to introduce you to some. And, you know, if you want to find a practitioner, maybe a friend of mine, I have another friend, Betty Ann Marcoux, who was on the show a while back. She does the raindrop therapy in Calgary. She's, you know, learning how to heal and channel her energies doing that. There's raindrop therapy. There's reflexology. There's, you know, people think this is all hocus-pocus stuff, you know, working with the essential oils, using lavender oil, you know, to calm your energy, but they do work. I don't know how this stuff works, but it's worked on me. And anything that can bring you peace, serenity, and calm in this world and help, because we're all here to learn and heal from whatever it is, and to kind of grow, and some people say evolve into a species, you know, which I believe we're here to evolve and grow and heal. So we can move on from this lifetime, and I don't want to come back to this lifetime. I think I have enough karma to burn off for billions of lifetimes. Been there, done that. You know, when you do the work on yourself and you use the archangels, like you know, this is the purpose of the show, is to educate you as an individual, because it's something that we all are here to do. And if the more we put into ourselves, the more we get out of it. It's like the more you renovate a house and you want to sell it down the road, the more you're going to, more, you know, return you're going to get, investment return you're going to get on the house. You know, it's the more you invest in yourself, the more better off you're going to be as a person. You're not going to be, you know, just average Joe Blow, you know, walking around. The more, I call it heightened awareness, because we are in a heightened awareness time. I think we're really in the shift of 2012, where we're seeing there's different shifts and coming. And I think more, some people are more on a personal level, in their personal evolutionary scale than others. And the more you can get it now, the better off you're going to be 10 years from now. We got a lot of work to do on this planet. Got a lot of personal work to do. So the more we heal ourselves, the more we're going to heal the planet and the others around us. And like I said, Dr. David R. Hawkins' books talk about the different vibrational frequencies. I'm reading a real good book because I'm into healing and recovery. He's talking about the different facets and how to do that. And, you know, it's one of those things that you really need to look into if you really want to grow and evolve. And some people, when they're stagnant, they just don't grow and evolve, and you just see it. I know I have a relative of mine. She's kind of stuck back in the 1800s. You know, she's back 25, 30 years. She's, like, stuck there. And it's like, okay, you don't have a computer. I mean, she's older. You don't have this. You're not getting, you know, you're not getting certain things. So you don't want to be left behind the times. You want to keep evolving and growing. And when you really go to that, when you do the work, it does pay in dividends. So anyway, Archangel Haniel helps you remember who you are as a person. And what I love about this archangel, too, is there's one time I think we did, a friend of mine did a past life regression, and she brought in Archangel Haniel, and I asked her why. And she said, because I want to remember some of the healing modalities I did back in the past. And she did. She brought past life, I think it was Atlantis, and I know this sounds strange, but Atlantis, there was a past life with Atlantis where she had different healing modalities that she was brought about, and it was a strange past life, but actually I did feel that I could connect with her during that time. So, if, you know, remembering who you are, and Archangel Haniel, like I said, will bring you people, places, and things to where you want to be. and whether that's a healing modality or opening up to your psychic abilities. And what I enjoy about that is when someone who really wants to open up their abilities, and it's a scary road to begin. It's a scary journey for some people. People suppress their gifts, like I had for many years, because of religious beliefs, and I was telling it was wrong. And when you get back into that and you want to really know, you really want to open up your psychic abilities, it's really cool. Because what will happen is you will not only open up and experience different things, but you want maybe a mentor. So people will be brought into your lives, you know, to say, hey, am I feeling this normal? Am I looking at this normal? You know, is this going on normal? And yes, it is. Usually it is, you know. I feel that it's interesting when you want to open up your abilities. So Archangel Haniel is really good. She has a sweet spirit. She's serene. She's calm. And she will help you do that. And sometimes when maybe we're feeling a little bit not too gracious, when we don't want to forgive someone, or if we're experiencing, like I said, the energies now, some things, family stuff is coming up from the past that maybe you haven't thought of in 30 years, 40 years, and you haven't healed from it. It's coming up now. You can use Archangel Haniel to kind of get you through that with the grace of God, God. So she's a really good archangel. I think that she does help you in many more ways than we want to, and, you know, she does mean the glory of God or the grace of God, and, she works with different entities like, you know, astrology, astronomers, and the moon energies, and the healing work, and she is a wonderful little, she does help add beauty into our lives, and, you know, healing energies, and, you know, if we're psychic abilities, there's many different kinds of psychic abilities that we could use, like clairsentience, that's a clear knowing, clairvoyance, clear seeing, clair audience, that's clear hearing, clairgustience, clair smelling, all those things that come into play. And I believe she does more of the gut feelings, or claircognizance. I love that one because you just know something's not right, and you just got that deep, deep feeling. And being a path like that's picking up other people's emotions and not knowing why. You know, all those things she can help you with. So I really feel like that she's an archangel that brings poise and grace to our lives. So, well, now on to the other side. Like I said, I'm going to be taking calls soon if you want an angel reading. Inside the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-627-6008, or international callers, it's 530-413-4522. Well, we are in a lunar eclipse, and we're in a, like my friend put it, eclipse season. You know, all these solar eclipses are happening, all these lunar eclipses are happening, and it's a really very, a lot of twists and turns. It's like a roller coaster. And like I said, I've been feeling the energies, and it's just been driving me crazy. Even my cats are crazy. The other morning, I think this was Saturday going into Sunday morning, I never see the cats do this. We have a king-size bed, my fiance and I. So we have four cats, okay? Now, three out of four usually come up because Crystal, our newest one, is not really accepted by the dynamic trio yet. But what happened was, one of the cats, Chester, he's not a real affectionate. He's an affectionate cat, but on his terms. He goes up to my fiance and licks his nose, and my fiance's like, I don't know about this cat. He's never, ever, ever done that. They were acting just strange. They're like roaming around the bed. We thought they were hungry, but they weren't. Even the animals aren't noticing the crazy energies we're into right now. And it has been crazy. And, you know, like I said, we're into eclipse season, so a lot of emotions are running high. I mean, you would never expect this the way things are going. And I don't, like I said, usually talk about astrology. In fact, I agree with it, but I don't. But this one, anyway. You know, an eclipse kind of can mean beginnings and endings. And, you know, it's like unexpected events you never thought of, because I know I have a couple clients that are like such planners and the control freaks, and they're like, why is this happening to me, Amy? Why is this happening to me? It's like it's the energies. It's really not something that you can plan on. Life is not something you plan. It's, you know, what's that old saying? God lasted us while we make other plans with our lives, and that's true. Because sometimes we don't have all the answers like we want, and we call, you know, an intuitive, such as myself or my other, you know, contemporaries, and, you know, people think that we're gods, and we're not. We can only see what's in front of us, and sometimes this unexpected person will show up out of the blue, and they're going to be looking at us like, what the hell is going on here? And you're like, I don't know what to tell you. It's one of those eclipse seasons, and plus to make matters kind of more intense here, you have Venus that went retrograde on May 14th. And, you know, Venus retrograde, I'm going to explain a little bit about that. Now, a retrograde means the planet appears to us to be going backwards when it's really not. What it really means for us, like when Mercury goes retrograde, it means, or Venus goes retrograde, means goes within. And different planets have representative different things. Now, Venus is more about money and partnerships. So you're going to find that your partnerships are going to be maybe under more scrutiny than usual, or, you know, under microscopic, you know, means, and you may be scrutinizing the relationship, and you know, and it's like, oh, my God, you know, you're just thinking, I don't know, my head's ready to spin off like the Exorcist here. And with these retrogrades and so on, which Venus, you know, will be retrograde until June 27th, so sometimes you feel relief, like the last week of the retrograde, when it really goes direct, you feel a lot more sent, more sane. So we have how many more days? There's 23 more days of hell. Okay. And, you know, when the planet goes retrograde, like I said, you turn in and you kind of look at what's going on within you. And it all depends on what the sign is. I'm not going to go into that. But Venus, you know, helps us to see relationships and partnerships and how we value ourselves, how we value others, and what we need to change and what we don't need to change. And it's a feminine power. The Venus retrograde, you know, there's good and bad to everything, like I said. And when you want to focus on the bad, you're going to get the bad. If you focus on the good, you're going to get the good. And, you know, when some people are so negative in their thinking, especially with astrology, that's why my former associate and I used to get into fights, because I just did not agree with, you know, and they were stupid fights. It's like, you know, and they'd be so stupid. But as you look back at that, it was probably to our benefit, because when you're in a partnership or when you're in with a friendship.
Caller on line 3 and line 4.
Okay, thank you. We have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Joan.
Hi, Joan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm enjoying listening to you.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know if I was babbling on too much.
No, I was listening on the computer, and I decided to call in.
Sure. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to, I know with a lot of the things you said about angels, and I always try to ask my angels around me to help, and you mentioned one today that I wasn't familiar with, and I'm not sure. Sometimes I feel like I'm stumbling. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I do. Especially that's why I have this show, so I can guide you to where you need to be sometimes on your, you know, on your own, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, how can I help you? What kind of what area of your life are you looking at today?
Well, I'm looking at where I'm trying to be, and if I'm stumbling too much in the next 6 months, I just feel
okay,
like.
Okay. Sure. Well, I'm sorry. It's the energies, like I said, around us right now, Joan. We're not thinking straight. It's almost like you're in a fog and you don't know where it's going to be. But I can tell you that as we get into the month of July, things will start to become clearer for you.
Okay, because, yeah, I do feel like I'm in a fog.
I know, because I see, you know what they're showing me? My angels are showing me you've got this cloud around your head. And you're just like, where am I going? What am I doing here? And that's probably what you're feeling, like that cloudiness.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have this kind of energy that's going on now, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not an astrologer, but I'm feeling it too, believe it or not. Sometimes you just got to ride it out for a while. But I'm telling you, there's something around after the 4th of July, things start to become clear for you what direction you need to be. Are you thinking
of
relocating?
Yes.
Okay, I was feeling like I feel a move for you, but not until later this year. And I'm feeling more of November.
You're right on.
And I'm also feeling that you are going to be making a lot of changes between now and November, clearing out a lot of things out of your life. Are you cleaning house? Are you, like, giving stuff to good, you know, to charities,
right,
or cleaning out possessions or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Continue to do that, because once you start clearing that energy out, getting rid of stuff, I don't care if it's clothes or whatever it is, it's going to remove the negative energy that's been around you. And you're going to have a clearer sight. I'm telling you, 4th of July, they keep showing me the fireworks. They show me the holidays with the fireworks. You're going to start to see where you need to be.
Oh, that's so
Where are you now, honey? What state are you in?
Right now, I'm in Northern Virginia.
Okay. And you want to go south? Are you looking more south?
No.
No? Because I'm feeling like, I know you are going to relocate by November. Don't be surprised that you're going to relocate to somewhere you never thought you were going to be.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting
that. Because I have a plan for relocation in November.
Okay. Well, you will. You will relocate. Settled in by Christmas.
Yeah, but it's a place that I have been before, and I'm working on doing that right now.
Okay. All right. You will fulfill your
goal. But you said someone's a place surprising, and I'm going, well. I have a place in Florida, but I don't go down that much.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then just be aware of opportunity coming, knocking at your door. I'm going to say August. You weren't expecting, but you are going to relocate. You're going to get out of your area. You need to. You have outgrown where you are.
Oh, I feel that totally.
I know. I just feel like your soul wants to leave, you know, and leave.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your soul's already there, and you're kind of still there in the physical presence. Okay, that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. I feel stuck.
You're not going to be stuck much longer.
And I keep saying, okay, God, why? I know there's a reason. I know there's something I have to learn.
Patience and timing. And people will ask me, Amy, you know, why isn't this happening? I got this. It's the timing. Because when, believe me, when you're ready to relocate, it's going to be very quickly. Get rid of all the crap you have around you now. And I'm telling you, it's when November rolls around, you'll be ready to go.
Well, I'm ready now, but
I know. Like I said, patience and timing.
I know. And I'm trying to be patient. And that's why I called you, because I'm going, okay. Why?
Yeah, the big why is patience, and the big why is the timing, too, because a lot of times, you know, and I have some projects, too, that I'm patiently waiting on, and I'm waiting, and my guide is saying, not yet, you still have this to do, and I'm like, come on, I'm ready now.
You sound just like,
yeah, that's
what
I'm saying, you know, why now? And he's like, not now because it's not the time. It's timing. But I'm telling you, you know, but I'm just kidding. Joe, you know, by November, you're going to be all set, Joan.
Oh, thank
you. Let me pull
you.
Some
I
angel
really
cards
that.
For you, too. Let me see what any messages from your angels, okay? Okay, you're going to be relocating for sure, sweetheart. Pick a number from 1 to 5, please.
3.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Okay, I've got some interesting cards for you. Study, harmony, and blessings. Kind of right now study, so I would just take that, you know, we think of studying, getting the books out and everything. But I think mostly just kind of really focusing on, you're studying now what you want to do and what you're doing. And I know that sounds strange, but this is what I'm getting. It's like you're almost kind of, are you researching or doing anything like that?
To a degree. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, that's where that study card comes in. That's the research that you need for this big move, this transition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So continue to research and study where you want to be.
Okay.
By July, like I said, there's going to be more inner peace and harmony. Archangel Haniel will help you with that. She's a wonderful archangel. If you're feeling ungrounded or if you're feeling uncentered or you're feeling like that cloud around your head, use color in. Just call, like, Archangel Haniel, help me. That's all you need to say. You don't need to say a prayer. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just say it easily, okay? and then blessings are coming your way. Once you do the geographical move, it feels like you're right where you're supposed to be for a very long time, for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
okay.
Wonderful.
I know. Does that help
you at all?
It's the
first time I've heard. It's the first time I've heard about Haney.
Okay. Yeah, Haney. Like I said, I opened up with the angels when I had my near-death experience. That's all I was surrounded by was angels. So I did a massive search and studied everything I could on the angels 13 years ago. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have access to the website. There's spellings. There's different spellings, but that's the one I found. Do some research
on
your own.
Okay, what's the correct website so I get it correctly?
It's the bbsradio.com/angelanswers.
Okay.
Look under my show. It talks about, and my website is angelanswers11.com. That's where you can find me. That's the correct spelling. It's like on the bottom, it says upcoming show for Monday. There's my angel picture and then the whole blurb about me. And then there's, upcoming show is today, Archangel Haniel. There's the spelling. I think it's H-A-N-I-E-L, and there's a couple other spellings, but that's the one that I found that was common.
Yeah, no, it's I've reached out for angels my whole life, and to a certain degree, I've been protected.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a classic near-death experience, but I should have died a couple of times.
Okay. But you were touched by the light, as they say.
It was just, I went to the hospital, they said, we don't know why you're not dead, and I'm going, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. I call that being touched by a light, because not necessarily you went to the light, but you were touched by it, but you got the living Lord, scared out of you, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, I almost said, whatever, if I'm going to die in an hour, that's the way I'm going to go. And I had almost no blood left and didn't know it.
Ah, isn't it amazing? You know, they think that's what they said to my parents twice. You know, I had two near-death experiences. She's going to be dead by the morning, And it's like, no, I'm still around.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be dead, obviously. Neither were you. So it teaches you a lot. It does kind of make you refocus on your life and really kind of go within and really figure out what things are. Makes you spiritual, too, I think.
Well, I've always been spiritual.
And
are you familiar with the veil?
Yes, I am. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Okay. We need a discussion about that extra.
You want to talk about, you want to show on psychic abilities and the veil? And I can do that. I know somebody who has had that experience, who had the veil when she was born.
Well, I do too.
Okay, I can have a show on that. That's definitely, I'm open to ideas. I really am.
Because, it's a long story, but.
That's okay. I mean, you know what, I will plan on a show with that. I appreciate that because I've been, I have a lot of guests line up, but, in between, when I don't have one, I like to do shows on educational topics. So, yeah, I will definitely do that.
I appreciate everything you've done, and something made me reach out to you today, so it must have been the angels.
That's right. Well, Joan, I really appreciate you listening today. I hope you're taking back something. Like I said, Archangel Haniel is probably the angel that's going to be working with you for a while. Research and...
Thank you.
And you'll be fine with your relocation, okay, sweetheart?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Joan. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Like I said, wow, that was a great call. I love to hear from you guys. I really do. I love hearing from, different people out there because, like I said, I'm here chatting away, and sometimes I don't know what you want to hear, and that's okay. We can do different topics of shows, anything. I'm open to that. You can, if you don't want to call on the air, you can email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. And, you can also look at my BBS profile to find me in other places. And I am accessible, and I get back to people right away. I don't, unless there's an emergency, I will get back to you. So anyway, we're talking about the different energies in the universe. And this, okay, thank you. Hello? Who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hi.
Alicia? Hi.
Hi, Alicia. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, sweetheart. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Well, I have a situation where I'm living in my mother's home, and we share it, my family and my mom. And I love this home. It's always been our family home. But I wanted to speak to the angel of this house to see if I'm to move on or stay
here.
Okay,
sure.
Because
definitely. It's funny you bring that up, because every house, or every, and I've even had vehicles, and I know this sounds strange, they give different energies. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, let me take a look. I get a sea-sounding name around this angel that you're telling me about, and I'm getting like a Celestia,
pardon?
Celestine, something like that.
Okay.
And because coming across as a very nurturing, loving angel, let's see if you should move on from this home. Do you feel like you need to move on? Because the angel's telling me not yet. The time is not yet.
Okay.
Not until the first of the year of 2013.
Okay.
Okay, you still have some work to do in the home. But I feel as we get into 2013, you will want, your soul will want to really move out, and you'll know when it's time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm sleeping on the couch. There is no place for me. Over the last, 7 years, I've been either sleeping on the floor or on the couch.
Oh.
And I'm very tired.
Mm-hmm.
I have to support everybody, and I'm juggling right now 3 part-time jobs. Oh. And I don't know why I'm so stuck. I need change.
Mm-hmm.
I need the angels to show them which way to go. Because sometimes when I go to bed, I just think it would be easier to go back to spirit than to stay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you feel that way, but it's yes, when your soul is very tired and weary, yes,
mm-hmm.
that can be true.
Yeah, yeah.
It is,
yeah.
And, you know, you're doing a lot of work, and, you know, you're not feeling validated or appreciated, are you?
Not at all.
Yes. And sometimes when you are surrounded by people that don't validate or appreciate you, sometimes you have to pull your energy back. But I'm not feeling that your energy is going to be able to get out of that house until 2013, and I don't know why that is. There's going to be some significant changes. So let me look at this. I want you to pick a number between 1 and 7, please.
6.
Thank you. Let me see here. Let me see what your personal angels, what direction does Alicia need to go? And I will keep you in my prayers, Alicia, okay?
Thank you.
To give you, well, the first card that I pulled was interesting. It was the support card from the other side. And that tells me that you do have a lot of angelic support. You keep calling in the angels. I want you to continue to do so, okay? Continue to do that because you have support that you're not seeing right now. But when you look back at this period of time, you're going to see that you were supported, and I know you're in a situation that it's a very wearisome, burdensome, you know, situation
mm-hmm.
you're in. Okay, that's interesting. You got that card, too. All right, I also get that, all right, good. All right, this is a good reading. You have support from the other side. You have opportunities coming to you by October. So you have 3 part-time jobs. Are you trying to get down to one job?
Yeah, I would like to have one thing that is a joy to do rather than work. That puts me back in that flow. I just feel like I'm so, you know how when all of your creative energies have to make money, it shuts down your creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
yes.
Then you find yourself stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't seem to break through. I've been a massage therapist for years, but now I'm in such pain in my hands and my elbow with tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, that's not even good anymore. I don't know. I just feel like I'm backed into a corner, so to speak.
Yeah, I can see that, because between this month is going to be a little bit of a very intense month for you. So I'm just forewarning you.
Okay.
But after, like I said, August looks better. August, September, October look a heck of a lot better, because there's an opportunity coming to you that it, I just see you getting down to one job. That's, or one, you know, workplace.
Okay.
Okay, I keep seeing that. So that's what the angels are telling me to tell you. You need to focus on one job, okay? Right now you got three. I understand that. And it's tiresome looking for a job, but I feel like something will be presented to you.
Okay.
Okay? And then you're going to go into, so that's coming up, and then I've got, you know, going back into yourself, finding out what you want to do. Because when you take care of other people, who do you forget about? You forget about yourself, right?
Right. Oh, of course. Yeah. I don't even know what makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, actually, it's funny you brought that, because that's part of today's show. It's about focusing on what makes you happy and what you, going back to a place where, and I know it's hard. Sometimes when we're in like a, we feel overwhelmed and we feel kind of cloudy. Going back to that place where we were happy, when we were doing, when we were, you know, performing at our highest performance, you know, when we were feeling our most happiest. Go back to that time, okay? That's going to help you get through some of the stuff that I see happening in June and part of July, okay?
Okay, okay.
And then I've got harmony, which is finding your peace, your center. Do you go out in nature? Are you getting out in nature at all, like walking even by the water or anything like that?
I have a large garden. I keep a
excellent.
Large garden.
Excellent, excellent. Call in, get by your garden. That's going to help you heal some of this burdensome, that feeling you've had, okay? Get back out in nature.
Okay.
That's going to help you. Spend time in God's earth. And, you know, that's, I got a big garden, too. I love getting my hands right in there. I don't care how dirty I get.
Yeah.
Getting all the, you know, weeding and pulling it out. If I'm having a bad day, I'm pulling out a lot of weeds. Get back to nature. Get in your garden. Because when you start doing that, that's when you're going to start to feel centered, and things will start to come to you, what your next step is going to be, because spirit will guide you, because you have a lot of support around you. And then the next is manifestation, creating what you want.
Okay.
Creating what you want here, Alicia. I do see it happening.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit, but I'm telling you, you're going to have a clear, decisive plan by October.
By October, okay. October is my favorite month of the year.
I love. Are you up in the Northeast or North?
I'm in Sacramento Valley.
Okay, so I don't know. Do you have the four seasons? I don't know. I'm in New York State. We have the four seasons because I love October.
Oh.
We have the turning of the leaves. That's why it's my favorite month. So.
Yeah.
So get back to yourself. Get back to what you need to be, because I'm telling you, things are going to get better. And I do see it, but like I said, you're going to be in the house probably till about 2013, beginning of it, and that's when you're going to start making a plan of action by October. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. But this June is going to be tough still, huh?
Yeah. The energies are going to be intense. You may have some family stuff that's coming, things you haven't thought about in a long time. Just kind of ride the wave.
Okay.
It's going to get better. Just kind of use Archangel Haniel, like I told the last caller, to kind of find your center. Go in your garden, pull out the weeds, the dirt, get into the dirt. That's going to help get you through this.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie?
All right. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks,
you're welcome.
For taking
have
my
a great
call.
Day.
Thank you for your help.
Anytime,
right.
Sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a great call, too. I really enjoy giving the angel messages. So if you want to call me, we have about 10 minutes left before the show has to close up. I really do enjoy giving the angel messages because it helps me, too. What I'm giving you guys, I have to be reminded of for myself as well. The messages I give to you, I have to remind myself. And like Alicia with the garden, I just planted my garden. I have a big garden this year, and it's already coming up. It's going to look like a jungle out there. But hey, who cares? It's gonna be a great year. So anyway, we're getting into the solar eclipses. We're talking about the lunar eclipse that just happened, I think, early part of today. And it's a very intense energy. And like I said, when you have these kind of things like a Venus retrograde or a Mercury retrograde, you know, people can think, oh, my God, it's the worst thing to happen. You know, Mercury retrograde, the electronic things go, you know, awry or you know, travel plans can get messed up. And that's okay. I just feel that educating you on how to deal with today's, you know, situations with you know, the retrogrades, calling in the archangels, you know, finding your center, you know, finding out who you are is important. What do you like and what you don't like? And sometimes we're told from a very young age, you know, you're not supposed to do this, you don't like that, blah, blah, blah. Different people have different things. We're all unique, but yet we're so much alike in other ways. And so, you know, as I got older, I enjoy gardening. And I think that's wonderful that if we can get out in the dirt and really just kind of find our centers in Mother Nature, it's going to help us through this next month. And I'm not trying to forecast gloom and doom. I'm just telling you, it's going to be a rough month. And with these solar eclipses that are going on, and we're in Gemini, and oh my goodness, Gemini is what they call a mutable sign. So is Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and that's my sign, Pisces. You know, it affects us more. And the stuff that's going on now really does want, you know, I'm not saying it's people are fighting. I mean, conflict is happening. Things are just not the way they are. If we can just kind of white knuckle it and just ride the wave, we'll be okay. And, you know, when you use an eclipse, evaluate the energies. It's sometimes, you know, a lot of breakups happen. A lot of makeups happen during this time, but mostly a lot of breakups. I've seen more breakups during this lunar eclipse and more fights and more people talking about divorce. And I have one poor client that's trying to keep his head above water right now with that. And, you know, and it does get better after, you know, after the, you know, middle of the month. But sometimes you're ready to say, oh, God, you know. You know, and a solar eclipse is always, you know, in a new moon. And solar eclipses are great. And we're going to have a few of those this month, and I can't exactly know when. But they represent new beginnings. So if you have a project you want to launch, like I was telling our last caller, write down what makes you happy. Look at those things. I've been suggesting to some of my clients who are going through a rough time, and, you know, they're looking at their finances, and they're looking at this, and they're looking at that. Really write your story. I mean, or bullet point it. What do you want out of your life? This is now the time to do it. It's now the time to go within, use the Venus energy to go within and find out what you want to do. And the Venus energy is really potent right now. And like I said, with all these lunar and solar eclipses going on, it's good to kind of go and say, what the heck do I want out of life? Do I want to be a writer? You know, I've been a writer for many years. I have a friend of mine, you know, Chris, who comes on the show, and I really commend him. He's gotten some works published recently, and he's really on the go, and I have to get on the go because my guy's like, you know, you got a book you got to write again, you know, things like that. What do you want out of life? You know, relocation, like our other caller had. You know, I have thought about, you know, my fiance and I are talking about relocating. You know, what do we want to do? What do we want to say? Where do we want to go? Planning your life, and that's your life is kind of like a script, and you know, it's like a map. Well, you got to write down the destinations where you want to go. And I always tell people it's not about the destination; it's about the journey. The journey is to be fun, and some people forget that the journey is fun. And that's what we want to do here. We want to really look at, you know, where do we want to be in life, and you know, using this time. Maybe we have a relationship we're struggling with, and that's very common. You know, we're struggling with relationships. We may be in a marriage or a partnership, maybe a business partnership, for example, that is really not serving its purpose. Maybe it's, you know, toxic, and maybe, you know, there's unresolved issues, and you've tried to face them, and you've tried to work on them, and with these eclipses, sometimes they can be taken out of our lives suddenly. Whether that be they find another opportunity, or maybe if we're in a bad marriage, maybe, I'm not saying they're going to die, I'm not saying that maybe, you know, the other partner wants a divorce, has found somebody else, or whatever. If you're trying to repair any kind of relationship, right now is not the time, because emotions are running high. You're not going to find yourself thinking clearly, and you want to just go in within and see how you can improve the relationship on your own, because it does take two to tango. And sometimes when one partner is working on the relationship and the other one is not, that's something to look at too. And during this month until the 27th, it's going to be very dicey for a lot of people. And we really want to look at that. And it's very emotional. And I feel like, you know, maybe we have some, you know, during this time, maybe you're having some, you know, things come up from your past. And That is painful, especially if you had a really crappy childhood. A lot of us are. I don't think anybody, I don't know of anyone who doesn't have had a crappy childhood. Or, you know, it's, I always say you get, you know, most of your adulthood, you're trying to get over your childhood. And that's the truth. You try to get over your childhood. And you get over, those are the most important lessons. And I think I was talking to somebody, and I don't know who the heck it was. Probably a client. I've talked to so many clients over the years. But it was recently, and she was telling me, I was joking, I said, what, it's taken most of your adulthood to get over your childhood? She goes, yeah, because it was very traumatic. And, you know, you have those, you know, teen years, those 4 years of high school that impact you. I have my, I have a high school reunion coming up, which I'm not going to. Just because I just don't want to go there. It wasn't a bad high school. I think my elementary school was more painful than my high school years. Actually, in high school, I enjoyed going to school and had some friendships that I developed that I have a few that are really lifelong friends. Not lifelong, but you know, you still keep in contact with one another. And the high school experience wasn't bad. It was the elementary school experience. I had gone to a very strict private school. That was a Catholic school. I'm not picking on the Catholics, but I really feel that that experience will stay with me for the rest of my life, and that's probably why I'm so anti, I believe in religion, but I'm not religious. I'm more spiritual, and I feel that my mom's, you know, Catholic. She'll go to church every week and pray, and I always joke, I said, so you're praying for my soul, and she looks at me like, really? I thought you're the one who should be, you know, who's praying for mine, you know, because we've had argument, you know, disagreements about the Catholic religion. And my area here, we just got a new bishop, and I guess this guy was involved in the Boston molestations that happened a number of years ago. So there's been a lot of uproar. I'm outside of, I'm in Western New York, but this bishop's supposed to be a Buffalo, New York. And it's kind of funny because you hear about all this stuff, and it's like, talk about painful childhood experiences, molestation. You know, I wouldn't want to be one of those people. So we have a lot going on, and if we can just ride the wave and just be patient with each other, I think we're all going to be okay. It's just going to be a little bit of a dicey month, and I just, my guide's saying that, you know, it does get better, and we are going to have a better month coming up for all of us, and I do see things do improving, but it takes time, and time are things I must earn. And, you know, timing and patience and all that wonderful stuff, I think a lot of us have to share that lesson. It can be very wearisome on our souls, and we'll get through it. I don't know. I think we're all being made to be better people for whatever reason during these tumultuous times that we're in with the shifts that are occurring and the planetary shifts. And, you know, I think that's why I didn't like the astrology part with my former business associate, because she'd say, oh, there's another, you know, eclipse coming, or there's another a retrograde coming. And it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to focus on that, but I just wanted to bring that out today. I'm going to get an astrologer on here. He's actually a very high-profile astrologer. I'm working on that. So I would like to do a show on astrology. I love, you know, Joan unveils. I think we're going to do something on psychic development. You know, there's different things we're doing here. You know, these shows are in development. Like I said, we have a lot of guests coming. I have a lot of guests that are coming on the show. In fact, our guest for next week just emailed me and to confirm, and she's going to be on the show explaining her healing modality. And with that, we have less than a minute, and I really want to thank the callers that called in. They were wonderful conversations. I really enjoyed talking with you. You can find me if you want to talk with me further or in private. You don't have to call me on here. My website is angelanswers11.com. You can find me on Twitter at angelanswers11. I am a fan page on Facebook, Angel Answers with Amy. And like I said, you can email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. I am always around. I am available. The summer months are here. I may have stepkids coming in more and more often because my fiancé has two stepchildren. I have kids, and they're my stepchildren. So we're going to be busy around here. So I really enjoyed the show today. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for shows, I'm more than open to that. I am still going to do a prophecy show. I just haven't sat down with my guide and really channeled some stuff. So may the angels carry you through until next week, and namaste, and have a great day.